A statement by Marion Lloyd, chair of PCS Left Unity, in response to the interim results: regrettably, I have been put in a position where I feel I have to make a statement about the Left Unity elections. This is because the PCS Left Unity Secretary Gordon Rowntree has published the interim scrutineer's report, even though I have raised a number of genuine and legitimate issues. Gordon has published this report despite me raising several concerns, and despite the fact that he proposed to the Left Unity National Committee that this should be done at a later date. I agree the interim report should be published, even though the Left Unity Constitution states that election results are announced at the Left Unity Conference by the chair. However, I also believe the National Committee should be given enough time to respond to the concerns that I raised, and any other concerns raised, and to consider the next steps in the best interests of democracy. Only 4 members of the 13-strong National Committee responded to agree the publication of the results. The report was then published less than 2 hours after my initial email, on a Sunday afternoon, and without any majority agreement. This, in my view, is a blatant attempt to brush over genuine issues I have raised, ignore Left Unity Democracy, and prevent the National Committee from discussing and reaching a view. It has gone against the inclusive left spirit that we have tried so hard to foster. As things stand, the votes of 3 Left Unity voting meetings, London, West Midlands and Field, have been ruled out because of clerical issues. I'm totally opposed to Left Unity members being penalized and disenfranchised through no fault of their own. There have also been 13 postal votes ruled out. I'm of the view that these votes, taken together, could have a material effect on some of the results, including, for example, the positions of AGS, Left Unity Chair, and Left Unity Editor. The margin of votes for editor is only 7. Therefore, it would have been correct to wait until we have the additional information I have requested from the scrutineers before publishing. This would have then given plenty of time for the National Committee to consider the additional information and an opportunity to resolve any issues. This year's conference is the 1st of December in Manchester, please come. It is open to all Left Unity members, delegates or not. I hope you appreciate my reasons for making this statement and support me, and others who want to ensure the spirit of Left Unity lives on in PCS. Marion had to publish the statement on the Chris Forags blog, because even as Left Unity chair, she doesn't have access to the Left Unity email list.